The mayor and council looked over a list of 6 ideas aimed at solving the Mountain View Manor problem. One was to form a non-profit organization which would operate independently of the city. Another idea was to sell the building to a private entity or hospital, or the city could raise rates. They could ask voters whether they should raise property taxes to subsidize the facility, or the city could close it down. Mayor Al Dwyer preferred the non-profit.
And I don't think anybody wants to see, people go out in the street. And from my point of view, I think item 1 is the one that I would like to see, form a non-profit. In the meantime, we don't want to create too much anxiety or any anxiety for the tenants of the assisted living.
Petersburg residents voted in 2003 to pay for construction of the manor expansion with up to $3.5 million in general obligation bonds. But since it was completed 5 years ago, the 12-unit assisted living wing has been unable to bring in enough money to cover its costs, so the city subsidized the facility with $200,000 to $400,000 a year from the general fund. A nonprofit could take the building partially or totally off the city's hands. Other councillors also liked the nonprofit idea. Councillor Sue Flint.
I think it's really the only viable option we have other than phasing it out, phasing the service out and closing the door. I would like to explore that option a little bit if you would maybe advertise for a committee to work on that.
Councillor John Haverlick credited the manor's director, Bree Hayes, for running an excellent program, but he regretted the city had ever gotten into the assisted living business in the first place. He thought a nonprofit was the way to go to reduce the city's cost, but that will take some time, and Haverlick said the city needed to do something else in the interim.
If we go to a nonprofit, we definitely have to increase the rates to make it competitive, or at least competitive, and also to where we're paying our bills. Because, the council stupidly, a couple of years ago, that I was on, folded when people said the rates were too high and put us even a bigger hole now. And we shouldn't have. We should have raised the rates when we were suggested to do that last time, and we definitely have to do it this time.
Council approved an increase at the manor about a year ago, but it was not as much as the city administration had recommended. This time around, the council may consider an increase that would bring the rates up closer to the amount charged by similar facilities in other places. Councilor Nancy Strand.
I mean, it's a high-end, I think, outfit now, where if you were paying for it elsewhere, it would be $7,000, and it's $2,000 below, approximately, the median. So in the meantime, if it's going to take 6 months to a year to become a nonprofit, I think we're going to have to at least meet those median rates elsewhere.
Forming a nonprofit would separate the assisted living wing from the city, though according to department head Bree Hayes, the city could potentially keep ownership of the building and lease it to the nonprofit.
But you would separate everything else cost-wise, so we'd be paying for administrative fees, we'd be paying for maintenance, we'd be paying for janitorial out of the nonprofit. We'd be paying for health insurance for the employees. Everything would be a separate cost from the city. I don't know if the city could say, yeah, we'll cover this for you. I don't know the ins and outs of the nonprofit. I think that would be a legal question of what you could technically donate to, or if there wasn't somebody else available to offer those services, we could probably pay the city for the services.
It will likely be a while before the council comes up with a specific plan. Mayor Dwyer noted that it was too late to affect the budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're kind of stuck with what the budget says now. I mean, there's nothing we can do about that. It's too soon. I mean, it's too late. So we want to get the ball rolling on correcting this problem.
While Dwyer and the council leaned towards the nonprofit route, they were not ready to rule out any of the other ideas or some combination of options. They agreed to form a committee that will come up with recommendations on the issue. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.